Hello friends, this is Pastor Ardo Polowski, and yet again we are with our legal team fighting for righteousness, for truth, for justice, and one of those days again that we had to come together and give some testimonies and answer some questions. And first of all, I want to say I'm very grateful to our family, to our church family, for supporting this fight. I think it's very important. Like I said thousands of times, we are fighting not just for us, we are fighting for you, for your children, for truth, for justice. What the government did to us in the past few years is unprecedented. It's crazy. It's insane. And the only time we saw something like this is through history. I mean, as you know, we are Polish immigrants. We escaped this type of craziness on a boat. We escaped from the Iron Curtain. We came to Canada for freedom, so we can have the second chance to start all over and for the sake of our children. And here we are again under the boots of another totalitarian regime, another police state, another abuse of power, another corruption. And the only way I know how to fight is, of course, faith, prayer, asking God for justice. But then we got to do something. And what we can do, we can take them to court and we can have lawyers and let them do their arguments and presentations and bring the documents and the truth into the open. And that's a way that we have decided to fight. This is the first time after over 120 court cases, over 360 citations and many, many arrests between the three of us. So not just me, but my brother David and our son Nathaniel, that has been detained over 20 times right now for just being our son. The way we can do it is bring the team and bring the fight to them. This is the first time that we received that feeling from God, that okay from God, go after them. It's time, and that's what we're doing. So it's truly a fight between David and Goliath. And we actually have David.
We have David on
with us,
team.
So we're going to win this. There is no losing this. We have David on our side. And you know, it's a crazy fight. You told me from the very beginning, and I'm very grateful to you, Chad, because you told me what to expect.
Yeah.
I will never forget that first meeting. You told me that this is going to be a fight to the death.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. And that was the fight with David and Goliath. It was not who will get the Starbucks coffee and a gluten-free donut. This fight was to the death. And we know how that story ended. So, will you update people a little bit about what just happened and what to expect, where we are heading? And of course, we have our a portion of our team, because there's other team also involved. We got two law firms that are standing for us, and but we see each other more often. And you're the big boss.
Well, I don't know if I'm a big boss, but
I've
been fighting the government a long time, Art. So to put this in simple terms, what's really happening, and I've told Art about this a long time ago, is this is going to surmount into a battle over documents. We've always had the sneaking suspicion, and because I've litigated against governments for the last 5 to 7, 8 years, one thing that I find that's fairly ubiquitous in all these cases is the governments often have documents that they don't provide. And what we always see is government employees use government communications protocols to have personal discussions. So we saw this at the Chris Scott trial, when a whole bunch of emails surfaced that weren't provided to us in his disclosure. And we found out about those during cross-examination at trial. So it just shows how long it can be before you start getting more and more of the documents. And you have to lay an evidentiary foundation to make the requests. But if they're material and relevant to the claim, then they're owed to you. So what's happened now is a whole bunch of the defendants of these government bodies have indicated that they're going to file what are called summary dismissal applications. And that's basically saying there's no need to go to a trial. There's no possible chance of victory. There's no merit to any of the plaintiff's claims whatsoever. And that's typically a pretty high threshold. But it's my suspicion that they're trying to get their summary judgment applications in to dismiss prior to having to provide all the documents. So that's really going to be the fight now. And really, we're in the process of going through the bulk of documents that they've already provided to us. And I mean, even just with the government of Alberta, there's like close to 10,000 documents. And that's not 10,000 pages, that's 10,000 items. And some of which there's, you know, there's hundreds of pages in some of these PDFs. So there's a lot of information for us to go through. But what we've already found is that within those documents refer to other documents that aren't in the documents, right? So this is kind of this crazy game that we play at the start of these cases is, where's the dirt hidden? Is there dirt and is it hidden? Well, if it feels dirty, smells dirty.
It must be.
Well, I mean, I won't go that far, but if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. I got to see the duck before I know it's a duck. But that's the next step, is we actually have to go, you know, and find out where all these documents are. So that's really our where we're at. Where what happened today was just a reciprocation of that. Because these are such long, massive claims that have taken place over, you know, 4 or 5 years, and that, you know, they're ongoing. These are massive, massive claims, and they touch every piece of Art and David's life. And we've got to start finding some documents that relate to how this has impacted you. And some of them are medical documents, right? Both of these guys were seriously injured as a result of the conduct, you know, of some of the defendants. They've sought medical treatment for it. We've got to go and get some treatment notes. So we've got a little bit of work to do on our own, but everyone's trying to build a record. We want the record to be as thick as possible. It's my suspicion that the defendants really don't want much of a record so that they can go in and say there's no record upon which we can win our claim. So that's where we're at. It sounds a little complicated, but really it's just a fight over where's the proof, where's the evidence. And we think that they've got it, and we want to see it.
Yeah. So what do you think, how it went today?
Yeah, it was pretty standard, I believe. It's like Chad said, it's really just looking for documents, anything that you might have in your possession that hasn't yet been turned over. So that's really the long and the short of it. And
yeah.
I have to agree. It was a really short questioning, considering there's two of you. So we know what they're looking for, even if they didn't ask it. So it's our job to give it to them now.
Okay.
And there's going to be more. This is round... It's version 0.01, so it's not even the first round. This is like a mini matchup.
Yeah,
so
I have been.
There's lots to go.
I have been in a number of those proceedings before, and you're absolutely right. This is just a little skirmish here and there, and then the full war is going to be unleashed. I find it fascinating and interesting that they are just not willing to fight fair and square. By providing the documents, giving us, okay, this is what really happened, here it is, let justice prevail. But those people, it looks like, it feels like, it smells like, they're absolutely not interested in justice. They're just interested in, I don't know, whatever they are interested in.
Well, one thing that I will say, and again, I need to see everything before I'm willing to take a hard and fast position, but it's been my general kind of view of a lot of the government bodies that I've dealt with, is sometimes they're not even hiding documents because they're malicious and they're trying to keep them from you. It's a lot of work to get documents, and sometimes they're just lazy and they just don't provide them. And if you don't ask for them, you don't get them. You know, the fancy lawyers that are, you know, in black towers like this one, they're not the ones that have to go and sit on a computer for, you know, 80 hours to go through a million emails, right? It's some poor guy down in the trenches in, you know, the city of Calgary or at AHS that's actually got to do that work. So, and if they can avoid that, you know, sometimes they do. Is there malicious intent to hiding documents? Well, I don't know.
We'll see. Well, thank you so much for fighting for our freedoms, for fighting for the rights and for the truth. And David, I want to end with you. How it felt to be again surrounded by lawyers. And I mean, we went through this before, and it's 2.78. It's not 2.0.
But now we're on the offensive, though. Yes. That's the difference,
that's
right?
The difference.
Is like before you guys were surrounded with lawyers, but it's because guys were coming at you.
Yes.
Now we're the ones that are launching the offensive against, you know, people that have committed injustice in our province and against, you know, specifically these guys, but everybody really. And I think because these cases take so long, we're already starting to see a lot of the a lot of the information about what really happened during COVID start to come out, right? And I think that, you know, to a degree, some of the Americans are on the forefront of this, and I think Canadian officials might be worried. But, I mean, again, they've got a lot of protection. Officials in Canada don't get held to account that often. They certainly don't get sued. And when they do, you know, it's, I mean, you're going against someone that has your money to fight you back. It's taxpayer money.
But again, it excites me that the truth will be given finally. The truth will be given to the people. And I think in the end, that's what I'm after. I want to let the people know who did this to us, why it was done, and for how much.
I want to see the documents. I think they got the documents.
Of course they do. David, final word?
Well, you know, I feel like David that picked up the five stones and he started to run towards Goliath. So today just once again revived me to look at the enemy in the eyes. Now I know who I'm sort of dealing with. I got the spiritual sense of the place, and it's just going to get better. Double-edged sword, the tongue on fire. So it's gonna be victory.
Good.
It's a matter of time.
We got a promise that I just came back from United States of America. I was privileged to hang around with some of the most amazing patriots in the country. And I told them again, when we show up into the battlefield, we have to understand that the war has been already won. We have already won. The enemy just doesn't know it yet. So when you come to the battlefield knowing that the victory is yours, you kind of enjoy the fight.
There's more to victory in law than just getting a judgment. There's little victories along the way. Uncovering hidden documents is always that's a great victory, right? Winning applications and shutting down the government when they're, you know, just used to bullying people. You know, we've suffered a loss in this one, but we've suffered a couple of victories, and we've frustrated some, you know, government actors, and I think that we're going to continue to do so. Frankly, I really don't think that they want this lawsuit to proceed, and that's why they're filing these summary dismissal applications. The benefit to that, though, is now I get to cross-examine a whole bunch of people.
Yes,
and you don't get to make an application without putting forward a witness, and then now that witness is in my sandbox, and cross-examination is my forte, so it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be fascinating, and we will let you know what's going on. Thank you, guys.
Hey,
thank you,
Art,
so much for what you're doing. I think we are fighting for our country, for the children. God
We've
bless you guys.
You've always got to be thinking about the children.
Yes.
You know?
I got three children, and that's why I did what I did, because I look into their eyes, and I could not even imagine why fathers and mothers would not fight for their children and their grandchildren. But we did. I did my best. Maybe my best was not good enough for some, but I did truly my best. I went to prison for what I believe in and for those children and for your children as well, because we're not fighting just for our heritage and inheritance, the children. We're fighting for your kids as well and their kids. So thank you. Thank you, thank you for supporting us. I would not be able to do this with David without your support. We are little guys. We truly, when I say we are David's against Goliath, you got three lawyers here. Is that not the case?
They have dozens of lawyers in each office, right? So every defendant, Alberta Health Services, dozens of lawyers.
Yeah.
You know, Attorney General, I mean, they've got legions of lawyers.
Legions. Pay attention to that word.
Yeah, they have the legions, but we've got the soul, and we got the heart and the faith. I think that's the most important.
And we've got the truth. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.